Jerry was going to preach my notes this evening, but this evening I'd like to talk to us about the power of words. Proverbs 18 and verse 21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." How much do our words matter? What if I say something hurtful, but no one is around to hear it? What if we aren't speaking to God, but just talking to ourselves? Do those words matter? How much power can air and sound have on our lives? Think about it. According to this verse in Proverbs, our words fully determine our lives. King Solomon put it this way, "The tongue has the power of life and death." That's powerful. The words that we speak have the power of life and death. Our words are everything. Probably most of us have been hurt at some time by the words that come from other people. And possibly we've used our words to hurt others. I know that I have, and Lord, forgive me. According to Jewish oral tradition, it teaches what has become a popular saying. Words that come from the heart go to the heart. The traditional explanation of this teaching is that when we say something that comes straight from our heart, it enters into the heart of the person that we are speaking to. It's like a knife that goes directly into the heart. So, for example, if we tell someone that everything is going to be all right, they will receive the message and believe much more deeply if we really mean it. But see, it's from our heart, the meaning that is in our heart, that is going out. If we really mean it. This teaching is very valuable because we learn that speaking with sincerity and passion is far more important than being eloquent or exciting. And in our society, we want people to be entertaining us and having these eloquent things. But sincerity, that from the heart is what is important. Passion. If we want to reach our children, our friends, our family, or anyone at all, we need to speak from the heart. We can't play games with our words. We have to be very careful. There is another way to understand this verse. It is that the teaching can also mean that when we speak from the heart, the words that we say return into our heart. So when those words are hurting or biting or whatever, that comes back to damage ourselves. Just as the physical heart pumps blood throughout the body by sending the clean blood out, and then it returns to the heart, allowing the body to function, so too, the mouth is the heart of the soul. And what we say returns to us in the most powerful way possible. So if we say things that are positive, things that are praising God, being thankful for what we have, affirming life, all that positive energy returns to our soul, as well as blessing others. It affects how we live and what we receive from God. Yet if we speak words that are negative, words that are gossip, complaining in a bitter and hopeless way, these unhealthy words also return to the heart and to our soul in a very negative way, and we tear ourselves down as well as tearing others. There are four common speech patterns that are described in the book of Proverbs. Two of them are good, and two of them are destructive. I'd like for us to look at those briefly here. The first is one that is good, very positive. This is the controlled tongue. Controlled. Those with this speech pattern think before they speak. They know when silence is best, and they give wise advice. I'd like to share some verses with you here. In Proverbs 10 and verse 19, it says, "When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise." Powerful verse. I say that about a lot of verses, but, you know. Proverbs 12 and verse 16 says, "A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult." Prudence, overlooking the insult. Proverbs 13 and verse 3, and I think this is a really powerful verse. "He who guards his lips guards his life." Guards his life. "But he who speaks rashly will come to ruin." You see how the words going out destroy or they build up? Proverbs 16 and verse 23. "A wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction." Proverbs 17, verses 27 and 28. "A man of knowledge uses words with restraint, And a man of understanding is even tempered. Even tempered. And it goes on to say, even a fool is thought to be wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. Now, that verse has spoke to me throughout my life. You know. And sometimes I want to be quiet. Sometimes I don't make it, but you know, but anyway. Proverbs 21 and 23. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. And then the second area found in Proverbs is also good and positive. And this is about the caring tongue. The tongue that cares for others. Those within this speech pattern speak truthfully while seeking to encourage. In Proverbs 12 and verse 18, it says, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Healing. Now that speaks to me too, because I like things about healing, you know, and most anything that's medical, you know, since I worked in that through my life. And it really, really has power. Proverbs 12 and verse 25. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Proverbs 15:23. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. Proverbs 16 and verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Can you just picture that, you know? Here you're taking in these words that are sweet, comforting, healing. Those are the words that we need, words of caring. Proverbs 25 and verse 15. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. There's power. Power in the words that we speak. If that word can break a bone, power. The third area is the bad or negative. This is the conniving tongue. That's hard to say. Conniving. But this is those with a speech pattern that have wrong motives. Gossip, slander, and a desire to twist the truth. Very hurtful. Proverbs 8 and verse 13 says, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. God hates it. Proverbs 16 and 28. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends. You ever had a friend that gossiped about you? It hurts. It really does. Proverbs 25:18. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is the man who gives false testimony against his neighbor. And people have died on false testimony. Hurtful, destructive, even deadly. In Proverbs 10:18 it says, he who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. So God absolutely does not like it. The fourth area is the careless tongue. This also is the bad or the negative. And those with this speech pattern are filled with lies, curses, and quick-tempered words. Proverbs 10 and verse 32. The lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. Proverbs 11 and verse 9. With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. So by being righteous, you can't escape. But there can be pain, even in the process. Proverbs 12 and verse 16. A fool shows his annoyance at once, but a prudent man overlooks the insult. Proverbs 15 and verse 4. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. There's so much to the tongue. So much to how it affects our heart. So much that affects our lives. My desire is that we can grow in the grace of the Lord and experience in our lives the joy and the peace that God wants for us. This cannot come till we yield all of our heart to Him, letting our thoughts and our attitudes be His. We need to let Him be our focus, realizing His great love for us, so that we can become all that He wants us to be. Let's speak God's blessings, His mercy and love to others and receive it for ourselves. In Ephesians 4:22 through 24 it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And then in Luke 6, verses 37 and 38, it says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you." That's how our words are. It's the measure that we use. The words that we speak, it's going to be measured to us. Matthew 12, 36 and 37 says, "But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken." Does that frighten you? It does me. For every careless word. "For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." You know? Let's take the high road, the road that leads to heaven. Let's take that road that is of integrity and responsibility. Jesus said in Luke 6, 27 and 28, "But I tell you, who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." This evening, if you have any needs, if you have need for prayer, if you have need for giving your heart and your life to the Lord for baptism or whatever that need may be, won't you come as together we stand and sing?